I saw an interesting observation that was made by Rav Meir Rabinovitz, Zatzal Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Ramailis in Vilna, maybe about 100 years ago, I'm not exactly sure when. And he observed the following. This is that which is most crucial for our physical existence is most readily available. What is it that we need that's so crucial that we can't survive a few moments without it? And the answer is oxygen. And it's so readily available. Everywhere you are on planet Earth, there's oxygen, free of charge. It's there. And even things that we could survive for a while with, what we really need, is also, relatively speaking, readily available. People need water to survive. Can survive minutes and hours without water. But you need water to survive. And in general, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides water as much as we need. Yes, there are times there are droughts and there are deserts, that's true. But if you think about it, when it rains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't charge us anything. And it's there for us to take. You can drink water from rivers, from certain lakes. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides for us that which is most crucial. Similarly, he says, the same goes true for our spiritual existence. The Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, this week's a double Parsha, Nitzavim Vayelech, but the Torah tells us in Parshas Nitzavim, what mitzvah is it talking about? But many Rishonim understand that it's talking about Kol HaTorah Kula. Lo v'shamayim hi leymar miyale lanu ha-shamayim v'yikacher lanu v'yashmeinu asa v'naseinu v'lo me'ever layam hi leymar miyavar lanu es'ever hayam v'yikacher lanu v'yashmeinu asa v'naseinu. Ki karov elach hadavar ma'od b'ficho b'lvavcha la'asoso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides Torah. It's so readily available for us. It's right here. B'ficho b'lvavcha. You don't have to go searching. You don't have to climb to the heavens. You don't have to cross the seas, the oceans. It's readily available. And this was true always. You can find seats. It's okay. This is always true. But in our day and age, it's so much more true. There is so much Torah that's available at our fingertips. It's so many shiurim. Torah anytime. YU Torah and Uno. Dozens of other, maybe more, hundreds of other sites of real quality Torah. Hundreds of thousands of shiurim. On any topic that you want. There are no excuses. A person says, no, I couldn't find something to learn. Everything is there. It's available at your fingertips. Push a button. Ki karov elach hadavar ma'od ma'od. And if that's true for everyone, it is so much more true for everyone sitting in this room. Because you're here for close to a year where Torah couldn't be more readily available. You roll out of bed and you're in the Beit Midrash. I know if you're in Tzipor, it's a little bit of a longer roll. I understand. They have a Beit Midrash there also. Okay. You roll out of bed and you're in the Beit Midrash. You have so many shiurim to choose from, so many types of shiurim. And different styles of teaching. and it's here. Literally, ki befichel v'vavcha lasoto. It's like you want to spoon feed a baby. All the baby needs to do is open up his mouth. Just to open up the mouth, and the food's there. And the person can't come along and say, oh, I don't know, can't find anything to learn, I can't find somebody to learn with, I don't find anything that interests me. There are no excuses. And if the things, as we mentioned at Shir on that first Shabbos, if the things that are bothering you, that you couldn't find answers for, that you're searching for, you have the opportunity this year so easily to go and look for those answers. B'fichel v'vavcha la'asoto. And woe unto us if we don't take advantage of it. It's right here. And as I said, it was always true. But kavachoma ben benoshel kavachoma, how true it is nowadays, and even more so here in MMY. But the Rishonim who understand that ki ha-mitzvah hazot, that's so readily available, may not be talking about kol ha-Torah kula, but might be talking about a very specific mitzvah. And the Ramban suggests that the mitzvah that's so readily available is the mitzvah of tshuva. And the truth is that true tshuva is as essential to our spiritual existence pretty much as any other mitzvah. Because without tshuva we'd be lost. If we didn't have the ability to rectify our mistakes, we're finished. Because we're human and we make mistakes. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides us with this unbelievable mitzvah of being able to start off again with a clean slate. To take the milk that spilled on the kitchen floor, pardon me, Midos machine, and put it back into the milk bottle. You can fix things that you did wrong. And if that's the case, if that's the mitzvah, then it's also so readily available. B'fichol v'vavcha lasos. Lasoso. But here we have to be honest. We always have to be honest. But is tshuva really so easy? Just to the shir from an Adam Gadol, I think it was Rabbi Breidowitz, the shir that I was listening to. And he said when his son was very young, he was in second grade, came home from school one day. So he asked the son, he said, do you have any homework? He said, I have an assignment, it's very easy. He says, what's the assignment? Nothing. The teacher told us we just have to do tshuva on something. It's a very easy assignment. But is it really so easy? At least from my perspective, certain things are not so easy. How many times have decided that, you know, from now on I'm going to daven every Shemoneh Esrei with Kavana? I've done that many times that I've decided that I'm going to do it. But it doesn't seem to last. And if we have a midah that we're trying to correct, right? From now on, I'm going to be patient. You know the story about the woman who says, right, God, please grant me patience now! So how long? It's not easy. But on the one hand, certain things are not easy. But there are definitely certain steps that are not very hard. Gemara Masechet Sukkah tells us that La'asid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to slaughter the Yetzirah. I don't know what that means. He's going to slaughter the Yetzirah. And we're going to look at it. And the Rishayim are going to take a look at this Yetzirah. And they're going to be totally amazed. Because they're going to see that the Yetzirah was Kichut HaSa'ara. was like a hair's breadth. It was a nothing. It was minuscule. This was the Yetzer Hara that they gave into. This was the Yetzer Hara that they couldn't conquer. If they'd made the slightest effort, they would have been able to conquer it. They can't believe that this was the Yetzer Hara. They made it into something huge and it wasn't. I've told the story before, and I'll say it again because it just taught me an important lesson. For many, many years of my adult life, I was pretty good about going to shul, to daven. But I had an interesting definition of what it means to get to shul on time. If I was going to 6:30 minyan, so if I got to shul by 6:35, that was on time. 6:40 was a little bit late. Before 6:35, there's like mamish early. Now you have to realize, when a guy gets to shul, so first, once he's married, he has to put on a talis. Once he's bar mitzvah, depends which comes first, but once he's bar mitzvah, that's the story. Some person came to a rav and said, if there's a bar mitzvah boy and there's an ufruf, who should get maftir? So the rav said, who's ever older? So once you come bar mitzvah, you have to put on tefillin. It takes time to put on talis, put on tefillin. And then you have to say brachos, because 6:30 means that you're usually starting psuke de zimra. So it wasn't really on time. But, and this went on for years and years and years. And that's the way it was. Why didn't I get to shul early? It's just hard to get to shul early. It's just hard. Then about 20 years ago, my father, Zichrono Livracha, passed away. And he starts saying Kaddish. And it's Kaddish, there's a Kaddish at the beginning of davening. So you have to get to shul, and you have to be ready to say Kaddish, which means you have to get to shul, you have to put on your talis, you have to put on your tefillin, you have to say brachos, and you have to be all ready by 6:30. I said, how am I going to do that? And I have to tell you, it wasn't a problem at all. The moment I realized that I need to get to shul at 6:20 to be ready to daven at 6:30, but that's what I needed to do, that's what I did. And more or less, if I need to get to shul early, I can. For 20 years now, I changed my definition of what it means to be in shul on time. For probably 20 years beforehand, it was like, how am I going to do it? And it was kichut ha'sa'ara. It was just a matter of a mindset. Change your mind, change your attitude, and it can be done. I don't say it's true with everything. But there's so many little things that we think are big things that really aren't so big. They're really kichut ha'sa'ara. I'm going to give some examples, and I don't know if these examples apply to anybody here or not, but you can come up with your own examples. How hard is it when you wake up in the morning to just decide that as soon as you get out of bed, you're going to wash netilas yadayim? Presumably you have water in your rooms. Presumably there's a cup somewhere. How hard is it if that's going to be the first thing you're going to do when you wake up in the morning? That's going to change your routine. Yeah, it's going to change your routine maybe. But how hard is it? How much of a major change in your routine is it? Decide to do it, and it just becomes your routine. And you wonder why it's never been that way before. Is it really so difficult to say Asher Yotzar every time you come out of the bathroom? So if you don't know it by heart, presumably you're not carrying a sitter with you every time you go into the bathroom and out of the bathroom. But I think in this building around outside most of the bathrooms, there's an Asher Yotzar sign. Nobody here is going to make fun of you. Why are you talking to the wall? Maybe you go to university somewhere, they're going to ask you why you're having a conversation with the wall. Tell them you missed the kotel, that's all. But is it so hard? And is it really so hard to arrange your schedule to allow 5 more minutes for davening? So maybe you can daven a little bit more or a little bit slower. Is it really so, so hard?
I thought so. I thought to get to shul 12, 15 minutes earlier was going to be like, my life was going to be turned upside down. I would be walking around like a zombie for the rest of the year. I'd be sleep deprived. But it wasn't so. It was kechut ha-sa'ara. So 5 minutes. 5 more minutes. Certain things are beficho v'vavcha la'sosa. It's right there. It's so easy. It's lo v'shamayim. Now this won't bring us to perfection. But only the Ribbono Shel Olam is perfect. Human beings aren't. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see is some effort on our part. Just all he wants to see is an opening the size of the eye of a needle. Just a little bit. And if you're trying to make an effort in the right direction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. So think of things that you need to change. Easy little things that you think are maybe big, but they're not so big. And start and make an effort. A little bit. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokai. It's not distant. It's not hard. It's right here. It's within our grasps. We can learn so much Torah and we can become so much better people. All we need to do is decide that we're going to make that little effort and we'll be able to go, Be'ezus Hashem, a very, very long way.